ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And he continues to take wickets. There's always a good excuse to have a chat to this man, a terrific cricketer and a man that knows what banter's all about. But Monty Panesar, welcome to you. I'm sure you don't remember meeting me at the footy a couple of years ago, but I not only welcome you to the program to chat a bit of Ashes cricket, but I say well done for a fifer in great cricket yesterday. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, look, I'm absolutely delighted. I played fourth grade, got a fifer. I'm on the board as well. So I'm just, bowling really well, ready to rock and roll. If England need me, I'm ready.
So how did you pick up your poles? Were they sort of befuddled in flight and catches in the deep or stumpings? How'd you get them?
Yeah, the first one was a complete swipe, you know, and bowled me on middle stump. And then... while the others was caught slip, caught on the drive, and caught at mid on as well. So yeah, they're all kind of caught and just sort of trying to do the batsman in the flight. And you know what it's like in Australia, it's all about deceiving them in the air, because then you can beat them off the pitch.
Fourth grade for Campbelltown. How are you enjoying your cricket these days, Monty?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. Loving, you know, my cricket, loving playing. I still love the game. And, just really, really enjoying myself here. I'm sort of trying to find the capital of Australia, which is, Auckland. I don't know where it is at the moment. I'm still trying to find that in Australia. But apart from that, I'm absolutely loving the people, the hospitality. Love being here.
There are some that have oilier feathers than others when it comes to cricketing banter, and you've certainly shown that with your to and fro between Steve Smith, albeit at arm's length, the last couple of weeks. What's it like, though, being someone who has such an established and accomplished career and then you find yourself in a good old media to and fro because everyone wants a bit of banter at the start of an Ashes series?
Yeah, like it was all, you know, but I suppose, it's all a bit of fun, bit of banter as well, isn't it? It's like, you look at, I don't know, for example, you know, even when Steve Smith came out to bat, it was an uncharacteristic, like, Smithy innings, really. You know, normally he averages 10% playing and missing in Australia, but here it was 49%. In the first innings, you know, at Perth. And, he nearly had nearly got his mate run out, you know, Marcus Labuschagne, and then had a few blows on the elbow. So it wasn't, you know, very much how we know Steve Smith, you know, how he can bat. And because of that reason, I think maybe the Barmy Army kind of feel like they've got him underneath his skin. Maybe Ben Stokes or the England team kind of feel like, well, you know, if we can keep Steve Smith quiet throughout the series, maybe they've got a chance of winning the Ashes. And, these things happen. I don't know, the night before the Test match, he's kind of memorising, you know, the questions and the answers of Mastermind. And it kind of makes me feel, great. I could sit on the couch on my sofa and rattle the Aussies, which is a lot of fun.
And in all seriousness, Monty, you've been at the forefront of what is the furnace of the Ashes. Even during the week, we heard from Darren Lehman, our own, speaking about the issues he's had continuing the stories of Sandpaper Kate being brought up. Is there a part of you that has the sensitivity to know the difference between what's too far and what's fair game?
No, absolutely. You know, like you look at it, you want to be banter. It's Ashes, stuff. You don't want to go to abusive behavior where you're actually hurting someone and hurting their feelings and their sentiments. You know, like, let's be honest, you know, that incident, that time, you know, hurt a lot of people emotionally from a family perspective, and also Cricket Australia lost a lot of sponsors and stuff like that. It was a very sensitive time. And, even the Barmy Army themselves, you know, they got a few songs, but they also have code of conduct where... if they feel like anyone is, got borderline and it's abusive behavior, they chuck them out. But, they obviously, just play along with it. And I remember Darren obviously talking about it. And I think even the Barmy Army, they have a song ready for him at Brisbane. So I think they're going to, not let him go either.
Really? Have you got any of the lyrics? Do you know any of the words?
Well, I've got to keep that secret. It's them. They're going to be going out there chanting it and singing it. But on seriousness, you know, like everyone knows, Banter's Banter, a part of Ashes. You know, we've had history, 20 to 30 years of, you know, the banter and the sort of sledging that comes with it. And there's a line as well where if everyone feels that it's gone a bit, you know, beyond that line, then yeah, people will stop that. They won't go in that direction. You know, everyone knows that. You know, we all we don't want to hurt him, you know, deeply or anything like that. It's all just, you know, sledge and banter. It's about competitiveness on the field. We don't want to be, you know, causing any issues off the field with, you know, anyone, you know. And the Barmy Army has that code of conduct in place as well. So, yeah, it's all banter and it brings entertainment. But then there is, if they go beyond the entertainment and it's, you know, becomes abusive behavior, then, yeah, you know, even the Barmy Army and people around, they'll say, look, stop, guys. This is going too far.
You're hearing from Monty Panesar, Summer Grandstand on ABC Sports. So just to reiterate this, I won't get you to reveal too many secrets, but basically off the back of our own Darren Lehman speaking about the postscript to the comments he still gets about Sandpaper Gate, we've got a new song for the second test from the Sounds.
Well, I think there is a song for Darren Lehman in the second test. I hope, you know, he takes it as banter and you know, doesn't take it too personal or anything like that, but you know, if he feels it's a bit too much, then I'm sure the Barmy Army will stop it as well. But there is a song coming out for him in Brisbane. I know that for 100% sure.
Well, there you go. You've heard it here on Summer Grandstand. Monty, this England cricket team, I had Steve Finn on a moment ago, and I think we're very aware of the state of that test match, which moved very quickly from England being on top to Australia winning the test in 2 days, thanks to Travis Head. How do they keep the positivity of the way they play their cricket, yet being tempered with the needs of playing in Australian conditions?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, England were probably 75%, you know, on top in that game, let's be honest. It was only after the second session after lunch where they lost wickets in quick succession, where you're playing ball on the up. In Australia, it doesn't work. It's a very high-risk shot. And they may, you know, look to, you know, try and learn from that mistake when it comes to Brisbane. But Australia, no, that this is not the old England team that they've come across. This is an England team which can, you know, have Australia on the ropes, and then when they're on top, they've got to just make sure that they, you know, don't let Australia come back in. And all it was, half an hour, 45 minutes, just bat a bit more sensible, not play on the up, try and just play a bit more traditional, you know, test match cricket. And Australians' confidence would have gone down. They would have thought, right, we're chasing 300. And the England bowlers would have a lot more rest, and they probably would have, you know, would have been a different result. But England play high octane cricket, high entertainment, and with that comes, you know, a lot of sort of, you know, high risk cricket, and that's what they obviously paid the price for. And Australia are obviously going to Brisbane feeling very confident, but in the back of the mind, they know this England team, you know, the confident team, they'll come hard at them. I hope they learn from their mistakes. You know, if they want to play basketball cricket, I think it should be off the back foot, pulls, cuts. You know, the way Travis Head kind of played, off the back foot, strong shot. That's a safer option. Off the front foot, maybe, you know, once they've got themselves in, possibly, but not go too early. But you know, they're not afraid of the record that Australia have. You know, pink ball record in Brisbane. This England team is not afraid. England, they'll say, that doesn't matter. We don't care if Mitchell Starc is the best bowler on pink ball when it comes there. I know when he bowls above 87 miles per hour, he is absolutely dangerous bowler. You know, this guy, you know, he will be hopefully, assuming he'll be even better than Perth, and that's not good news for England, but they don't fear that. They're going to keep going their ways. And we know for one thing, we are going to get entertaining cricket. We are going to get something that everyone's going to enjoy. The viewers are going to love it. England just got to make sure their confidence is strong. And it'll be absolutely brilliant for the Ashes that England win, because we don't want Australia to dominate early on. 2-0 going to Adelaide. I think a lot of people will start then switching off. Now, so I want England to turn this around. It will be brilliant for everyone. And I'm sure the Australian public would love it as well. They'll think, yeah, good on England. You know, they went a bit too aggressive at Perth, lost their way only for half an hour, 35 minutes, but now they found their way at Brisbane. So I really hope they can turn the ship around.
Monty Panesar is our guest, Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. Now this squad, though, Monty, I mean, across the journey, you think Hemmings, Ambury, Panesar, Swan, there's been some great finger spinners that have come here and play really good roles. Do you think they've made a mistake not getting a specialist spinner in this squad as the tour continues? Or maybe your Pfeiffer in fourth grade for Campbelltown might see you get a chance as the series moves to different pitches in Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney.
Well, I've had a good record in Adelaide, you know, and if the boys want me to be ready, I'm ready to come and have a bowl at the nets with the England boys. And if they think I'm ready to rock and roll for Adelaide, 100%, you know, I'm still good for that at the age of 43, you know, to win a game for my country. But on a more, you know, obviously, you know, serious note, the spinners who are there, I think someone like Shoaib Bashir, he may get a go at Brisbane, because just to stop, you know, Travis Head and, you know, Jake Weatherall, different changes of pace. Both of the batters love it quick. And I think maybe someone like Shoaib Bashir could bring that extra bounce, especially with Mark Wood not, you know, fit to play. That's where Ben Stokes may just think, you know, if you can get some of the left-handers out early, different change of pace, rather than the batters get used to, you know, fast bowling all the time, that possibly, you know, it could work, you know, in their favour. So I wouldn't be surprised if Shoaib Bashir plays at Brisbane now because of the innings that we've seen from Travis Head at Perth.
It's great to have a chat to you, Monty. And as I say, goodbye. Apart from taking 5 wickets in great cricket in Sydney and appearing on quiz shows, what do you get up to in life these days?
Well, I'm still, obviously, what it is, I've realised that the capital of Italy is Campbelltown, because we've got two cricketers from the first grade in Campbelltown who are going to play for Italy. So that's one thing I've realised from my general knowledge. And England, be warned, they're in the same group as them. You know, you never know, Italy may take down England in the T20 World Cup. But, you know, on more kind of like, you know, while I'm here, I'm trying to, you know, obviously work as much as I can, you know, in terms of my media work. I'm doing some different work on different radio as well, doing some coaching stuff. And, yeah, just love being here. You know, I love being around the Australian public. Obviously done a master's in sports journalism, so just really working hard, you know, on my journalism career here. I'm doing work with the Michael Clark podcast as well, which very kindly, you know, he's been absolutely brilliant for me, Clarky. And you know, and but on the back of that, I'm just, you know, getting loads of opportunities. So just, you know, super excited to be here, and you know, absolutely loving it.
Great to catch up with you, Monty. Well bowled yesterday. Look forward to your thoughts throughout the rest of the series.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Yep. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on the show. Look forward to coming on, you know, again very soon.